Welcome to The Daily Dose, where we are currently walking through an overview of the entire Bible. Join us today as we learn the story of Scripture and see God's redemptive plan through Christ from cover to cover. Let's listen to Matt Reister, Director of Christian Crusaders and the Cedar Falls Bible Conference.
Today we're going to be in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 13, the coming of the Holy Spirit. Before we get into that text, I want to thank the Family Leader for being our Daily Dose devotion sponsor. You can learn more about the Family Leader in the announcements at the end of this devotion. And as always, thank you to the Family Leader. Chapter 2, verse 1. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly, there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind. So let's remind ourselves what's going on in these first couple verses. First of all, it says that they were all together in one place. Who is they? Well, it's probably the 120 people who were referred to in the previous section where the disciples and others got together and selected Matthias to replace Judas as the 12th disciple. And it says that a mighty rushing wind filled the entire house where they were sitting. So where is this house? While we can't be absolutely certain, it's likely that it's the same place where they were, again, in the previous text, where they were sitting in the upper room of a house, or a house that was called the upper room. This was in Jerusalem. And here comes a sound from heaven like a mighty rushing wind. And this isn't just a little wind, this is a mighty rushing wind, seemingly to indicate that this is a coming of the Holy Spirit that is greater, more intense, more powerful than any involvement of the Holy Spirit with people beforehand in Scripture. Verse 3, and divided tongues as of fire appeared to them, and they rested on each one of them. So this says that these were divided tongues as of fire, not that they were divided tongues of fire. So I don't think that they were literal flames of fire. If you've been around Christianity at all, you've probably seen depictions of this using an image of a flame. Evidently, that's what it looked like. But was it literal fire? I don't know. Verse 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now here's another interesting phenomenon. These people were able to speak in other tongues using syllables and languages that were not their own, and the syllables and the languages that they spoke were given to them, or they were made able to do this by the Holy Spirit who gave them utterance. Evidently, these other languages were known languages. And how do we know that? Because verse 5, now there were dwelling in Jerusalem devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, the multitude came together, and they were bewildered because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. So you've got a situation in Jerusalem where there's a ethnic mix. There's people from different parts of the world who speak different languages, and they heard this rush of wind, perhaps, or the sound of these people speaking in different languages, and they came together. By the way, these devout men from every nation under heaven were not devout Christians. They were devout Jews. And they were in Jerusalem from all parts of the world celebrating Pentecost, which is a festival, a feast, a celebration that takes place 50 days after the Passover. Verse 7, and they were amazed and astonished, saying, are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us in his own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes. Proselytes, by the way, are Gentiles, non-Jewish people who were converted to Judaism, Cretans, and Arabians. We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God. So, if you're wondering what were they saying in these other languages, what they were saying is the mighty works of God. They were telling about how great God is, what God had done. Verse 12, and all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, what does this mean? But others, mocking, said, they're filled with new wine. So some people were amazed and some people thought they were drunk. Two things I want to touch on before we end this devotion. Number one, it's very interesting to consider this event in light of something that happened way back at the beginning of the Bible in Genesis chapter 11, the event and circumstances surrounding the Tower of Babel. We have a devotion on that way back in the Daily Dose archives, or you could flip your Bible back to Genesis 11. Basically, what happened is that mankind at the time, this is shortly after the flood, after the human population had started to come back, mankind wanted to make a name for themselves. So they wanted to build a tower that reached to the heavens. And God was not pleased with this. So what God did is he thwarted their plan to build a tower, and he caused them to speak a bunch of different languages so they could not coordinate together. This ultimately led to different groups of people splintering off and going different places, different nations, different ethnicities are a result of this. And in summary, that event was a time when God caused different languages to be spoken as a judgment on people, causing them to fracture and divide. Here, all the way through the millennia, in Acts chapter 2, God again is causing people to speak different languages supernaturally. But this time, it's not an act of judgment to divide people. It's a blessing so that people from every tribe, tongue, and nation can begin to hear about the mighty works of God. Ultimately, as we're going to see, beginning with our very next text, where Peter preaches a sermon to the people who are gathered here, they're not just talking about the mighty works of God generically, they're talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ, the vehicle through which, according to God's redemptive plan, going all the way back to before Genesis 11, men and women who put their faith and trust in this gospel, in Jesus Christ, are going to be saved. They're going to have their sin forgiven. They're going to be reconciled with God. They're going to be guaranteed a place in heaven forever. And while these two events are not bookends on all of Scripture, it is interesting to compare and contrast the significance of the supernatural languages that were spoken at the Tower of Babel with the supernatural languages that were spoken in Acts 2, which gives us some context and a glimpse into how this redemptive plan for humanity that God has been carrying out has unfolded throughout history. The second thing I want to point out quickly is that here you see another piece of evidence that God's redemptive plan was indeed for the whole world, for representatives from every tribe and tongue and nation. In this case, they're all gathered in Jerusalem naturally to celebrate a feast, but they're going to hear the gospel preached. And the ones who don't mock the preaching of the gospel, but who are amazed by it, transformed by it, put their faith in it, they're going to go back home to their nations. These disciples eventually are going to split up and go to different parts of the world, taking this message with them, a pattern that aligns perfectly with Jesus' command that they would take the message from Judea to Samaria to the ends of the earth. Acts is going to be a really exciting book for us to study. I'm glad you're with us. Thanks for tuning in. Come back again next time and have a great day.
This is The Daily Dose, a podcast of Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. Please subscribe on Apple, Google, or Spotify podcasts, or download the free Christian Crusaders app and share with a friend. Also, prayerfully consider supporting our ministry at ChristianCrusaders.org, where you can find our weekly 30-minute radio broadcast airing on stations around the world since 1936, and where you can listen to our Conversations podcast featuring inspiring interviews with interesting Christians. Special thanks to our Daily Dose sponsor, The Family Leader. God designed three social institutions, the family, the church, and government. At The Family Leader, they are bringing all three together, honoring God and blessing our neighbors. Learn how and join them at thefamilyleader.com. We also want to highlight another special ministry partner, the Cedar Falls Bible Conference. Check out conference videos and schedule of events online at cedarfallsbibleconference.com. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.